More than 20 public and nonprofit buildings were damaged in Jones County after Hurricane Florence brought historic flooding there. PRE's Valerie Crowder reports many of these facilities, including the county courthouse, remain closed 4 months later.
About 3 feet of water flooded the county courthouse basement where inmates are usually housed. The 80-year-old building's upper floors received significant water damage from the hurricane's wind and rain. County manager Frankie Howard says due to the large need for construction crews throughout the area, the building's restoration is behind schedule.
Everything kind of keeps getting pushed back a couple weeks, but what they're telling me is they'd rather start when they can finish it all at one time instead of having to leave and come back.
While the courthouse is closed for repairs, Superior Court hearings are taking place at the Civic Center, and District Court is happening in the old County Administration Building. Before the storm, county inmates were sent to Onslow and Craven counties. Howard says housing them there costs $50 a day. He says that's one reason he's discussed the idea of relocating the county jail outside of the flood zone.
We had to temporarily relocate the inmates. We've always had to do that if we're threatened with a hurricane or a flood. So not having to do that would be better, I feel like, for the county long term. It's just a matter of how much that costs and whether or not that's something the county can take on.
Howard says the county is also pursuing FEMA hazard mitigation funds to better protect the building's equipment from future flooding.
The HVAC controls and boiler chiller, we're trying to get those elevated out of the basement, so that if or when we flood again, they won't be damaged and we could possibly get moved back in quicker.
Howard says the county has not yet set an exact date for the courthouse to reopen, but he says he expects the work will end sometime in April. The Trenton Public Library, along with the Trenton and Pollocksville town halls, also remain closed. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.